श्री साईराम। स्वामी, एज वी कमेंस आवर इवनिंग प्रोसीडिंग्स, वी प्रे दैट यू परमिट अस टू प्लेस ए बुके ऑफ ऑफरिंग्स फ्रॉम योर चिल्ड्रन अक्रॉस द कंट्री। भगवान, यू आर एवरीथिंग फॉर दिस चिल्ड्रन ऑफ यूअर्स। त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव, त्वमेव बंधुश्च सका त्वमेव, त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव, त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव श्री साई देव। स्वामी, ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ ऑल द चिल्ड्रन हु हैव असेंबल्ड हियर एंड ऑल द बालिकास चिल्ड्रन ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड, वी ऑफर अवर शतकोटि प्रणाम्स एट दाय डिवाइन लोटस फीट। टुडेज इवनिंग प्रोग्राम कंसिस्ट ऑफ बालिकास चिल्ड्रन इन वेरियस सीक्वेंसेस कमिंग फ्रॉम 12 states of India is really a national integration at the lotus feet. It's my pleasure to invite Dr. Thirakiyath, Honorable Minister of Education, Ministry of Education, Thailand. He has done his MD in Chulalongkorn University, Thailand. He is a member of the Royal College of Psychiatrists, UK. He is the director, Center for Educational Psychology, Foundation of Virtuous Youth, supported by the Crown Property Bureau of Thailand. He is a joint founder of Satya Sai School, Thailand, a model school on ethical and moral development. Dr. Judo has done research of influences of school on child development. He has to his credit e-books on keys to education reform. He is the advisor to the International College of Medicine, Thammasat University, Thailand, and a writer of MQ Intelligence. We welcome you, sir, for today's proceedings and for tomorrow's convocation. Sairam. As we reflect the 50 years journey of the Bal Vikas program, it's nice to recollect what Bhagwan has said. Quote unquote, Bal Vikas is the primary basis of the great movement to restore righteousness, that is dharma, in the world. The ideal of the Bal Vikas is to raise a generation of boys and girls who have a clean and clear conscience, and children must be led into good ways of living, into simplicity, humility and discipline. Let us all bow in front of Bhagwan that we stay aware of his direction on this auspicious occasion. The Golden Jubilee Moments has been sweeping Bhagwan's institutes and organizations during 2018 and 2019. In 2018, the Anantapur campus had just celebrated their Golden Jubilee celebration. In 2019, we will be celebrating the Golden Jubilee celebration of the Brindavan campus. And today we are here heralding the Golden Jubilee year for Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas movement. As we herald this year, let us welcome the Bal Vikas children from AP and Telangana to offer to Bhagwan the Swarna Jayanti song. After the treat for the years, as we continue the golden year celebration, the next message which comes from Bhagwan for us to ponder upon is on how we have to conduct ourselves as Balavikas children. I quote, embodiments of love. Since you are children of Balavikas, and since we have already understood and are in contact with the ideals of Sai, there is no need for me to speak to you at a great length. I am hoping that by your education, you will be able to turn your minds and hearts into the shape of tender and sacred creepers, and thereby be useful citizens for the country. Unquote. As we move into the next era, as versions change, so too the websites change. I call upon our respected All India President to launch the new version of the Balavikas website. Golden Jubilee Year celebration, the next in the agenda for us is the release of a coffee table booklet entitled Golden Memories of Sri Satya Sai Balavikas. As we are aware of Shruti and Smriti, the Balavikas experiences are documented for next generation of youngsters to read and feel inspired to be part of the value orientation program as blessed by Bhagwan. The coffee table booklet contains 30 articles interspersed with photos and sketches. We welcome the editor, Madam Rama Sampath, and State Coordinator of West Bengal, Madam Soma Ghosh, to present the offering. I now request All India President and our chief guest to release the book. We now have a Balavikas alumni ready to share his experience and the wisdom he has derived in the journey of Balavikas at the feet of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. He is an engineering student now and has won several prizes in Balvika's contest. He stood first in Group 2 and Group 3 examinations. He has also contributed for an article in this coffee table booklet. Comes from the family of dedicated Sai active members. His grandmother was a state coordinator. His father is a visiting faculty in the institute. And he's no stranger to this hall. He has addressed in Kulwant Hall earlier. I now request Athreya Raghavan from Mumbai to take the stage.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I thank Swami for this wonderful opportunity to speak on the occasion of the 50th Golden Jubilee Year of Balvikas. I thank all the elders of the Sri Satisai organization who have seen fit to allow me, out of so many prospective candidates, to speak on this wonderful occasion. Thank you. Balvikas is a Sanskrit phrase which means blossoming of a child. Its aim is to foster character development and the right value systems in a child from the tender age of 5. I have been attending Balvikas classes right from my childhood. I feel so lucky that I was taking part in these Balvikas classes because of my mother, who is a Balvikas guru. It was in Balvikas that I took baby steps into the amazing world of stories that our Balvikas teacher would tell us about every Sunday. The characters came alive in my imagination, and slowly the God, in many of the lovely epic stories like the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, became my best friend. Every evening I would recite some Balvikas prayers, and then my mother would make me do a minute of silent sitting. Now, I hated sitting quietly, and so, whenever I would close my eyes, I would tell Swami the day's secrets. In short, I was slowly developing a bond with God, in which He was my confidant. This is the Daiva Preeti, love for God, which every Balvikas student learns in Balvikas. I was barely 6 years old when I took part in a Balvikas storytelling competition. And today, as I stand before you and speak in the presence of my divine master, I know that all my hurdles, all the training I've ever done, was but a stepping stone for this magnificent moment. Taking part in the Mumbai Ashadi Ekadashi dramas is another memorable portion of being a Balvikas student. A few years ago, after an Ashadi play, I was sitting here in Kulwant Hall and praying ardently that Swami would speak to me. In my mind, I confessed all the naughty and inappropriate things I had ever done and promised to lead a life of righteousness as far as I was able from then on. After my prayer, as I opened my eyes and looked around, I saw that Swami's chair had entered my row. My heart skipped several beats as I waited expectantly to see if Swami had heard my fervent prayer. Then Swami suddenly looked at me, smiled, and said, "What is your name?" To which I replied, "Swami, Athreya." Swami then smiled at me and said in Telugu, "Bangaru," and patted my cheek. This was indeed the Bangaru moment, the golden moment of my life. At that minute, I realized that my Balvikas teacher's words about Swami being omnipresent were true. Clearly, he had read my mind and had answered my heart's most fervent prayer. Swami's love had made me feel so special, but now I had to keep up my end of the bargain. I could not think of displeasing my omnipresent Swami. This is the Papa Bhiti, fear of sin. While still on the topic of Balvikas Ashari dramas, something very interesting happened to me. I was elated to be allotted the role of Lord Shiva. But however, I soon realized that as Lord Shiva, I would have to begin my act with a classical dance piece. To give you some background, I do not like dancing, and therefore when I heard this news, I was terrified. No amount of cajoling or pep talks from family or friends has ever convinced me to shake a leg in the past. Now, here I was, staring at the prospect of having to perform a classical dance in front of a huge audience at Puttaparthi. After the initial panic subsided, I realized that very few were given such a huge honor of acting and dancing in Kulwant Hall. Later that evening, I began training with my aunt, who is a trained classical dancer herself. After many sessions of training, our Balvikas guru, Nimish Uncle, appreciated my dancing. He has considerable drama exposure and expertise in this area. My father, when he heard of this, commented that a miracle had happened because I had turned out to be a graceful dancer. In my heart, I knew that I had even tried only because of an imminent chance to dance in the presence of Swami. This, my friends, is what Balvikas has done for me. It has helped me unveil facets of my personality that I never even knew existed. It is indeed a gift of the divine. Sri Satya Sai Balvikas has provided to me and to all of us the foundation for a lifelong journey to live in the love for God. Bhagwan, in his infinite grace and compassion, sparks the lamp of love in each of our hearts at a very young age, and Swami's omnipresent love carries us through the sea of life. Jai Sayam.
To continue the reflection of the journey of a student, we have one more alumnus, Saisha Sinha from UP, who will share her thoughts on this occasion. She is known to be an ideal Balavika student, soft-spoken. As Swami always said, how we speak should be in terms of Mita Bhasha, Satyam Bruyat, Priyam Bruyat, and that has to be ingrained in each one of us. Over to Saisha Sinha.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My most humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to all. Heralding the golden jubilee year of Sri Satya Sai Balvikas, I stand here to share my golden moments of being a Balvikas student. Balvikas has transformed many lives across the world, and in this vast ocean of Swami's love, I'm just a small drop. Every human being in the world is same. They are made up of same flesh and blood. Same number of bones are present. All the biological activities are same. Respiration, perspiration, circulation, neuron transmission, etc. Then, what is the basic difference between a Balvika student and normal human beings? It is the mental attitude. It is the way of thinking. It is the thought process. When 5 years old child enters in the atmosphere of Sri Satya Sai Balvikas, when becomes 13 years old, comes out as a person who is not afraid to face the outside world. He or she, with this spiritual energy, think always the well-being of society, becomes well-behaved, well-mannered. This is the boon of life. On the basis of 3 C's, courage, commitment, conviction, and 5 D's, discipline, devotion, dedication, determination, and discrimination. This phase of life brings such a development in the personality of humankind that wherever they are, they shine like a Dhruv Tara, which is molding the society with their deeds. The shlokas that I learn, the Vedas that I chant, the bhajans that I sing are not less than a festival for me. I want to share my experience on how I develop interest in learning the Vedas. Earlier, I used to think that it is very difficult for me to chant it. But once, I was sitting here and I saw a small girl sitting next to me chanting Vedam. Then at that very moment I thought that if this girl, who is younger than me, can chant Vedam so nicely and efficiently, then why can't I? My Swami, I thank you for your love by gifting us so precious treasures of our lives, the Vedas, and encouraging each one of us to learn it with correct pronunciation and with full of energy and feelings. Whatever achievements we have in our lives, a degree, a medal, trophies, or whether getting first grade, these things are worthless in front of your blessing, Swami, because you are the only divine master of ours who never judges us on our mark sheets, report cards, or degrees, but knows the antarman of everyone. In the year 2010, I came to Prashant in Ilium with my Bal Vikas troop, and on that year, we celebrated Diwali with Swami in the Hillview Stadium. It was the spectacular moment of my life, with the sparkling of firecrackers, the blazing light, in the presence of our Parabrahma avatar. That moment was the golden moment of my life, that I'm never going to forget that. In the year 2009, I've got a chance to play a role of Mother Teresa on 6th of May, which we celebrate as Ishwaramma Day. And through that play, my brothers and sisters, I'm able to conduct the message of service to humanity, to the society, as I myself got inspired by me. Every activity in the world is centered around money. Request someone to sing a song or to do some work for you, they'll immediately ask you for money. But seva is the only activity free of cost, not by earning money, but by developing faith and devotion towards God. The practice of rendering seva totally depends upon our feelings, as it gives a kind of mental peace which creates self-satisfaction, so it cannot be expressed into words. As Swami has said, yad bhavam tad bhavati, as is the feeling, so is the cause. Then, from where does this feeling come from? From where does this thinking come from? It is being developed by our Divine Master, as He is our inner voice, always tells us what is right, channelizes our mind in the right direction. As I was a child, I always wanted more and more of things. But after joining Bal Vikas, I got to know the value of things. My dream has come true as I stand here in the divine presence of our beloved Mother Sai, who has given me this opportunity to express my heartfelt gratitude. It is only sheerly by the grace of God. As a Balvikar student, it really helped me to transform my character, as to whomsoever person I've met, I haven't found any fault in them. At the last, I would like to dedicate myself to Swami by singing two lines.
Lagne lage jab dushman bhi paya raah pe chalne laga tujhse hi milta gaya itna pyaar paya hai tumse is jeevan ko raah mili.
Jai Sai Ram.
As we are about to commence the second edition of Achievement Awards for Sri Satya Sai Balvikas alumni, Bhagwan's direction immediately comes to our forefront. I quote, "Tender-hearted boys and girls, it's only when you do some service and become a servant, you will be in a position to become a leader and lead. Without becoming a servant, you never earn the right to become a leader. You can rise to the position of Shankara, the protector, only after first being Kinkara." This was way back in 1974 in Bhagwan's address to Satya Sai Balvikas children. I now welcome Brother Adarsh Pradhan from Sikkim and Akshara from Tamil Nadu to commence the event on recognition to Balvikas alumnus. I also call upon our respected All India President and Secretary of Central Trust to come and honor the alumnus.
Offering my humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of Baba Sri Satya Sai, I would like to call upon Sister Padma Shri, an alumna of Ishwaramba School, Davanagiri. She is a loco pilot and has been the recipient of the Best Train Operator Award for 2018 from Bengaluru Metro Rail Corporation Limited. She believes that she achieved her goals in life only because of the emotional and spiritual strength that the Balvikas training and education instilled in her. I now call upon Mr. Pankaj Sharma from Punjab, who is an engineer by profession in BSNL. He is the Samiti convener of Sri Satya Sai Seva Samiti, Patiala. He has also served as the district youth coordinator for the 6 years. He has been coming for Prashanti Seva continuously for the last 15 years and is also the group leader of Kulwant Hall for the past 5 years. I now call upon Sister Karuna from Karnataka. She has been working as District Education Coordinator for North Kannada District, Karnataka. As District Coordinator, she has conducted Value Festivals, Balvikas Guru Trainings and Bhajan Trainings. She has also released a CD, Sai Gitanjali, a garland of 85 value songs for Swami's 85th birthday. I now call upon Brother Rajendra Patashkar from Chhattisgarh. He's been a humble and ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba and was Samiti convener of Raipur, Chhattisgarh. He's participated in several seva activities. I now call upon Brother Rajesh Kashyap from the state of Himachal. He is an engineer by profession and is currently working as MD cum CEO at Shimla Jal Prabhandan Nigam. He has been instrumental in the construction of Swami's abode at Shimla, Anand Vilas, and he also looks after the maintenance of the complex. I now call upon Sister Rekha Agarwal from Delhi. She is the principal of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, New Delhi, a school blessed by Bhagwan Baba himself. She has dedicated her entire life to teaching and spreading the message of the Bhagwan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I now call upon Sister Megha Mishra from Uttar Pradesh, who is an alumna of the Anandapur campus in biology. As a Balvika student, she has participated in various competitions like debate, dance, singing and drawing. She is the youth coordinator of her samiti. She also participates in Mahila and Balvikas activities. Please welcome Sister Sai Janani of Karnataka. Sai Janani received her diploma in Satya Sai Education in 2017. She has won numerous awards for music, including the first prize in classical singing competition conducted by M.S. Subbalakshmi's Suswara Lakshmi Foundation from 2015 to 2018. She has also secured first prize in International Music Vocal Solo. Next, I call upon Brother Satyendra Kumar of Bihar. He completed Balvikas Group 3 in 2002 and is working as a school teacher in Bihar. He is a regular participant in Prashanti Seva and plays a key role in Sri Satya Sai Vidya Jyoti programs in Buxar district of Bihar. Next, I call upon Sister Sailaja Sharma, a Balvikas alumnus. Next, I call upon Sister Sailaja Sharma, a Balvikas alumnus and guru from Himachal Pradesh. She plays an active role in the medical activities being conducted in the district and is instrumental in procuring ambulance and supply of medicines and equipment. Please put your hands together for Brother Sudeep Sudarshan Rana from Odisha. He is a state topper in annual high school certificate examination in Odisha in 2018. He has won the Excellent Barbika Student Award in Odisha in 2016 and 2018. He has also published a book, Linkanra Bhaktirthamala. I now welcome Sister Suman Keshav Nayak of Karnataka, currently residing in USA. She completed Group 3 of Balvikas in 1998. She received classical dance education in Nritya Vidyanilaya, Mangalore, and was honored with the title Natya Vidushi in 2000. Currently, she runs a Bharatnatyam dance school in USA. Jai Sai Ram.
Paropakarartham idam shariram, says our Bhagwan, and directs each one of us to do as much seva as possible during our journey on this earth. We have some role model, and one such Balvikas alumnus is Veer Vijayanand Nayak. A tribute to Border Security Force soldier Veer Vijayanand Nayak, a Balvikas alumnus of Karnataka, North Karnataka district. On 9th July 2018, Operation Tulip 59 was launched. At about 4:30 p.m. in the evening, when the party reached 7 kilometers ahead Marbeda, Naxals blasted IED in which Vijayanand Nayak, who was the pillion rider to the leading motorcycle, sustained grievous splinter injuries. Vijayanand Nayak and his motorcycle driver were evacuated to primary health center Bande, where doctor on duty declared Vijayanand Nayak has reached Bhagwan's lotus feet. There will be a short video, after which I call upon his parents, Shri Suresh Nayak and Srimati Vidya Suresh Nayak, to come to stage. to Sarvadharma principle of Bhagwan, we have the next program that depicts this oneness. Swami says, Ekam Sat Vipraha Bahuta Vadanti. The truth is one, and the seers see them as many. Sai heritage in Himachal. The rich culture of Himachal, the simplicity of Himachali people, and the grace of Bhagwan brings together a small presentation of the Balvikas children. This dance form, Nati, is being presented as a bouquet of gratitude at the divine lotus feet. Monks and gurus of the Bon Buddhist monastery at the headquarters of Bon sect of Tibet are assisting in decorating the treat. 25 Balvikas children with 5 monks are there to present a nati depicting rich culture of Himachal. The monks are garbed in a getup of a Garuda and a snow lion, both adored by Tibetans as God. The nati presents gratitude to Bhagwan for protecting the rich flora and fauna of the state and the world. Jai Sai Ram.
शोभला हिमाचल मारा जय न चौमका स्वर्ग रा तारा स्वर्ग के तारे की भांति हमारा हिमाचल आसमान रूपी भारत वर्ष में शोभायमान है
Shabbat 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 Shab
जुड़ू नचिया जटा हो खिलारी हो, देवादी देव नटराज कैलाशपति भगवान शंकर जिनकी जटाएं संपूर्ण ब्रह्मांड को वांछादित कर सकती हैं, उन्हीं महादेव की स्तुति करते हुए
जटा हो खिलारी हो
Vikas children, seek your showers of divine blessings today and always. The nectar of the divine and the aroma of savor of the fruits add glory to your divine presence in the land you love and bless always.
Sacred to each and every one of us assembled here. As Bhagwan says, Bhava, Raga, and Tala are the three ingredients that make a perfect garland which he can adore and all of us can really enjoy the bliss. I now welcome the Balivka students from West Bengal, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand to take us into the world of bhajan medley.
Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Radha Krishna Radha, Radha Krishna Radha, Radha Krishna Radha, Radha Krishna Radha, Jai Radha Radha. शिव शंकर नमामि शंकर शिव शंकर शंभो हे गिरिजापति भवानी शंकर शिव शंकर शंभो शिव शंकर शंभो शिव शंकर शंभो हे शिव शंकर शंकर शिव शंकर शंभो Gautam Buddha Kari Mere
ವಿನಾಯಕ ವಿನಾಶಕ ವಿನಾಯಕ
साई नाम बोलो, सत्य साई नाम बोलो।
Thank you. Thank you. శివం శివం సుందరం సాయినాథ రఘవ
Narayana 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 Nar बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की
जय।